want to speak about Shabbos. This week, Be'etzim, it's the pasuk that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. Shemazam and Oyerbach, we tell every time people, say people that came to learn halacha, say people that came to get chizuk in inyanim. We'll say Shabbos comes every 7 days, b'derech klal. If a person takes on Shabbos, could become a different yid, different metzias. Takes a little bit avoida to make the Shabbos to become something special, something different. But a person that works on himself and builds himself up, that Shabbos by him will be a andere zach, with the year, the metzias becomes that Shabbos is something else by him. The Alamol, the test is that when you're 80 years old, Yeiniklach will say, yeah, by our grandfather, Shabbos is something special. I every time test my kids. Like, what mitzvah, chutz Talmud Torah, the thing that is the most important by their father. And if they answer Shabbos, I know that I'm holding in the right place. And if they answer andere Sachen, so, needs a tikkun. So I want, maybe we'll go to start, Keseder Advarim. The first thing in Shabbos, if a person wants to take on himself that Shabbos will be a different hanoge, a different metzias. Chazal say, "Mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos." Chazal give this example, and Olam Haba. But the moshul from Chazal is, "Mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos." Is a musig of achone. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos in this week's parsha, is v'hichinu. Is a halacha, a person has to prepare for Shabbos, has to have achone for Shabbos. Chazal say, Maisa and Hillel v'Shamai. Shamai, from the beginning of the week, will buy for Shabbos. Hillel just hold about bitochen. But that is Shabbos. So Shammai holds, from Sunday you start to buy for Shabbos. From Sunday you start to buy for Shabbos. What's the community? You go down to the Chomer, you buy some challahs for Shabbos, yeah? Nothing. I think Shammai was in a city that was like nothing there. Like if you didn't chop a rind, there's nothing to buy in the bakery. And what happens next week? Well, they ate the best things this week. But the aside is, the Shabbos needs a achone l'Shabbos. If a person prepares himself l'Shabbos, he's zeicha to the oir of Shabbos. If he doesn't prepare himself for Shabbos, he's not zeicha for the oir of Shabbos. Mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos. Mi sheloi torach be'erev Shabbos, lo yoichal l'Shabbos. Zeh halachas in Shulchan Aruch, Friday morning, you're allowed to prepare before davening. You're not allowed to prepare before davening. Moses says, "Rove malach shibushte, rabzeir machrich reishe." So, din and Shulchan Aruch, a person has to prepare. Ve'afilu mishiyesh lo yavodi ve'meshorsim, yase dover lichvod Shabbos. He will have the food for Shabbos. He has slaves. Everything is ready. So why he has to prepare? All the food is ready. There are better cooks from him. It's a din he has to do Lekavod Shabbos. He has to prepare Lekavod Shabbos. This is his halacha. If a person prepares the Shabbos, if he prepares the achon of the Shabbos, he's zoicha in Shabbos. And the Gedolei Amoraim, Rove Machirish, Rove Zera Machirish, Rove Molach Shibute. This is the Musag of the Achone LeKovet Shabbos. The preparation for Shabbos. That Achone LeShabbos brings you to be Zoicha in Shabbos. As a mitzvah esse, the reise, the rabbonon, doesn't make a difference. If taste for Shabbos, it's not enough that Shabbos is there. You have a mitzvah, other the reise, other the rabbonon, to add on Shabbos, to mekabel Shabbos before the Shabbos comes. You have such a chiyuv. You have such a mitzvah. Chazal say, you know, we say lechodoidi, we say boi nesholim, but the Gemara says, boyu veneitze likras Shabbos malkasa. All of these halachas are halachas that happen before the Shabbos comes. Before the achona, before Shabbos. Chazal say, you know, there's hanogas in the house, then the husband has to prepare the candles, or different halachas. A person has to prepare for Shabbos. If a person doesn't prepare for Shabbos, he's missing in the Kabbalah Shabbos. We'll try to explain it a little bit. But as an Indian to prepare to accept Shabbos before Shabbos comes, a person takes on himself a hanoga that he prepares for Shabbos. He does something for Shabbos. Right? Sometimes when you're a bocher, it's not so lemaisedik, hopefully. So he goes and he buys himself a piece of cake. I don't know what the yeshiva tells for Shabbos. He buys himself a cake for Shabbos, a cookie. Doesn't make a difference what. His mom is not into that. He puts a tablecloth in his room in the covered Shabbos. But not... I know people in the Kabbalah themselves that they prepare for Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference where they are. They go for Shabbos Shabbos. They knock at the kitchen. No, I have a noga. I do something for Shabbos. Give me to do something for Shabbos. They, you know, it's a small anoga. I say again, when you're 80 years old, you're 90 years old maybe, when you're 100 maybe, and you're laying in bed and you can't move, more in the 100 we'll say, yeah? And you can't move. And you ain't like around, but they'll bring you this potato to peel. Just, you know, the Zayda is makbi to do something like Kovet Shabbos. If it happened, remember me then, yeah? But this is the goal. I'm saying, I want to tell you one thing. Now you're young, and you think it doesn't make a difference. These hanogas, you start when you're young, and they start to become inside you, and Shabbos becomes a part of you. And it's a beautiful thing. I remember it was a tkufa that I was makbid every time to do something in the food like over Shabbos. I would say, no, Rabbi, you know, I got shvach, maybe that's like a mechazuk zayin. I was thinking to myself in the way, if I'm holy or not, I'm trachin. Remember, every time, it doesn't make a difference, I prepared something like over Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference. Like over Shabbos. I remember I went to Shabbos Shabbos with my shvogar, and I said, you know, I have to prepare something in the food. This is my minute. I said, listen, we're in a hole. The place is closed, it's locked. He said, do you want? I said, no, this tkufa might be in the food. He said, and if everything is ready, what do you do? I said, I pick up the chant and I put it back in the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. Pick it up, I said, the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, and I put it down, and I cook the ganze chant. Because the ma'aseh, I picked it up. So this is my minig. This was the tkufa, this was my minig. He thought it was a meshugah. I said, I'm sorry, but you know, this is my minig, and if you want me to come for Shabbos, I'll die to the hochid, I will go to the hole. And kids, we went to the hall, it was locked. Kids, we got the keys. The ma'aseh was such a siyata d'ishmaya, the fire went off. And if we're not open, there will be no food for Shabbos. Because, you know, the caterer was there, they locked the place, and we planned to come after Ma'ariv. But then I showed them, wait, so I really prepared the whole food for Shabbos, yeah? If a person wants, and he's mashish, I will do the covered Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make him to do everything in the covered Shabbos. It's not dvorim, it's the amiroim, the tanoim. This is the way they shtelt. They prepared for Kovet Shabbos. We're not holding yet. We'll try to touch Bezat Hashem. The inyonim of the Ma'achol Shabbos and the inyonim and the Oymek is a lot. It's a mitzvah, Kerosa, Shabbos, Oynek, the Kvod Hashem, and Chutbot. Ichlu Hayoim three times. Hayoim Ichlu, Ichlu Hayoim. Three times in a parasha, we learn the Shalom Sudas Shabbos from this three Ichlu. It's a Muslim of Sudas Shabbos, Oynek Shabbos. Also, Lis Anis B'Shabbos. But you mekadosh it. As a halach in the Shabbos, Tehamel, Shabbos brings out as the Indian to taste the food. Tehamel Chaim Zochu. The yisod of the halach is taken to test. If the food is ready for Shabbos. I was once, Margish was the pshat. How about that? She says, even if you know that it's good as the Indian, we might be done to Amel. So I'm not saying that a person could go to yeshiva and steal food to be Yetzir to Amel. But you come to a place, please, you can give me something for my Holy Shabbos. I want to do to Amel. It's small zachen. I want to be madgish that all these inyanim is only for someone that's planning to keep Shabbos, like we're going to say it. Yeah, a person will come to a place, put on the chant, yeah, mach to Amer, then lel Shabbos, you'll read a mishpacha. It's a velzach gomish, yeah? That's nishkin Shabbos. If you're allowed, I'm not going in out to the shittas. I'm saying, it's not a chokmah for a person to come, you know, pick up the chant, ask to eat from the chant on Shabbos, all busy that they see him on Shabbos dick. But I'm saying, Be'ez Hashem, I want to go to get a little bit, and a person, you know, to align, like the Indian from the Achon and the Kovet Shabbos, the preparation, the Tehamel. I was once, I live now enough, near Vizhnitz. Remember the Rebbe came, he was held there. Vizhnitz, the Rebbe came to the mikveh in the morning. So they closed one mikveh, it was special for the Rebbe. You know, they have a couple of burials. One burial, they put like a gate, that's for the Rebbe. I come in the morning, and I see someone like, you know, going around the water. So I thought that, you know, they're asking no one to be there. And because the Rebbe was, not because when he was younger, not like this, he was older, and if the water is a bit infected, so it was very dangerous for him. Now his mom is sick. So I said, so what this guy is doing inside? I asked the Rebbe in the mikveh. So you have to understand, but big rabbis, before he goes into the water, someone goes into the water to be sure that the water is good. Maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold. Me, I know it's covered. Someone tests the water before by tefillah, not by testing with the hands. You go inside. Shabbos Amalka comes. If a person will have a very choshev king, mamash, hayom kan lemochah bakever. If you don't do nothing yet. And he's coming for you, and you have to serve a meal. You not trust no one. You test before. Salty. To be sure, what is sure, you know, you don't take a chance. It's like, you know, these people by night, OCD, they lock the door five times. You want to be sure that, you know, it's locked. This is one of the asidus of Tayamir. Shabbos Amalka. I'm testing that my food is good. And everything is ready for Shabbos. Again, it's also in Yonim al Pisoid. The first part. So the first part, Tchilas Advarim, is the Achon of Erev Shabbos. The Achon of Erev Shabbos is to polish your shoes, or to have Shabbos shoes, shittas, to try to change everything like over Shabbos. I'm not saying only what looks nice. Chon of Yodav Araglov, Kol Gufoy Bechamim, cut your nails. To be makpid, to take it, I've had most people do it anyways. But the question is not will you do it anyways. When you're in camp and you don't have time to do it, then you measure it. When you're busy, you decide, by you the first thing is that Chon of Lekovet Shabbos. That Chon of Shabbos. You prepare yourself lekovet Shabbos. All of the aluchas of the achon lekovet Shabbos is the first tchilas hakabole for the melech for Shabbos Kodesh, that Shabbos is coming. person takes on himself. And I'm saying, the person doesn't have to decide now when these steps to go lemaisadik. Not that the person has to decide now that all of his life he will do it. Maybe he's not holding there. Maybe he's taken not holding there. But for a short kufa. For a kufa. Say, till Rosh Hashanah. To have the kinyan. I want to tell you, big insight. In all these in Yoda that we speak on avoid the lemaises. So the winter is the time for avoid the lemaises. Some things you take for a tkufa, and then you stop. You take again to a tkufa, and eventually it picks up. But if you don't take it for a tkufa, you just say, okay, it's a good thing, maybe one day I'll hold it on. Nothing is left of it. Nothing stays. It's kafir le'ar. There's the bachur, nothing is staring him. What is staring him now? End of the winter, in summer. What could stop him to do it? Not shvel to do it. It's not hard to do it. It's leicht. It's easy. So the person takes on himself to try to mekayim ponov yoda v'raglov. If he needs a haircut, to take it before Shabbos. Not to come in manuvel to Shabbos. If he shaves in the right way and he's allowed to, he does it. Lekavod Shabbos, doesn't skip up. It looks like a mensch. I can't be bothered this week. No, no, no. I'm not saying for sure when he's in yeshiva, he will not say it. But if he's away somewhere and nishta zayin nagea this week, no, he skips out. Ponav yoda v'raglov. If he's a makbid on a mikveh of Shabbos, again, he doesn't cancel it. Even if he's away somewhere, he goes to find out where it is, and he goes on his toivel. It's an Indian. Yeah. Mishaloi noeg, loi noeg. I'm not saying, he doesn't have to take ale minhogi. But if he does it, he does it till the end. He does it till the end. Changes his clothes, and he prepares something to cover Shabbos. And if he could, he does a Torah Me'ah. This is the first part. He's starting his achonel lekavod Shabbos. Although it's not hard, it's only a sima slave. Ha'achlote. A starke achlote, I'm doing it. A strong decision. I'm doing it. If it's a strong decision, I'm doing it, it works. It happens. It has to be a strong achlote. Strong decision. I'm doing it. It's happening. Prepare yourself. And I'm saying, I'm saying, Yedidim, to take on, to prepare something for Shabbos, from all the three things that I'm saying, to this will be number one in the Achlotas. And I will explain why. It's a specific thing. Specific things make a kinyan. Doesn't make a difference how old you will be, how sick you will be. I need to do something to cover Shabbos. The Shalom person is in the hospital. I need to do something to cover Shabbos. I'm a guest somewhere. Let me do something to cover Shabbos. Such a nice hanoga. Such a zisa hanoga. Then the second part is, and the achonel Shabbos, tisef Shabbos. Chazal, I'm a shabeach. A person that is mekabel at Tisefes Shabbos. What is a musig of Tisefes Shabbos? Tisefes Shabbos means that so every person has, you know, a licht benching. So in a person in the tkufa that is trying to build himself close to Shabbos, to add. Flamazang licht benching is in 4 o'clock. Add 5 minutes before licht benching. I don't do melach. Even if I have to eat somewhere out and I miss the taxi, I walk by foot for an hour there. But I, 5 minutes till Rosh Hashanah, before lich benching, I don't do melach. Tzachlok. I don't do melach. This is gives the Shabbos a whole. I'm saying it's Meikar Adin. It's a Musa give taste for Shabbos. Again, you don't have to mekabel the kedusha. It's enough not to do melacha. If you mekabel the kedusha, it could be a shaila after if you could have in mincha. So it needs to be mekabel not to do melacha, not to say I mekabel the kedusha. If you mekabel the kedusha, halacha there could be a shaila if you could have in mincha after you mekabel the kedusha from Shabbos. If you mekabel from isru melacha, then you're not doing no isru melacha, no kabbalah Shabbos, no this time choyk velo yavo, choyk velo yavo. And it's hard sometimes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays if a person decides at every price, he doesn't do melacha. 5 minutes before Tais for Shabbos, he doesn't do melacha. Some people have more time with the years, another five and another five and another five. You're holding much far. But to hold on to this yesod, I'm saying these two things From beginning, these two things are choyk v'layav. Tais for Shabbos, and to do something for Shabbos. And I want to explain to you why. A metzius is, I'm telling you, it's bodukum menusa. When you stop 5 minutes before Shabbos, before lich benching, I'm ready for Shabbos, I can't do nothing, I'm already ready. The whole Shabbos is different. The whole Shabbos is different. Different kufas. You know, I'm a couple different times that before Shabbos I don't do melacha. Doesn't make a difference. I just don't do melacha. You're not embarrassing. I go to the mikveh. I realize it's already my time. I ask some people if they could carry my stuff home for me. No, my boy didn't say a rabbi. I had them attack in different zachens. I was mekabel to mekabel Shabbos early, I told them. And they help me, different people. I try to be ready early, you know, in the winter. Sometimes it doesn't go. When once I was with my kids somewhere, I had to go, I had to walk. I managed to get home eventually, yeah? But the yesod is, everyone knows, you know yourself, this is the time by me, it's Shabbos. One day I was once, I'm a Kohen, so I can't fly from JFK because they're being Mason. So I only go from Newark. So the flight from Newark is every time 2:30 afternoon. This is the flight. So kids are nice. I come to the airport about 2:30. I could arrive Friday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, in Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv. Say, come to the airport and I see the flight is running late. So we saw it as a delay, we'll take another hour. Make a cheshbon instead of 6 o'clock, they arrive 7 o'clock. Tel Aviv, say, can make it. Shabbos was summer, Shabbos was around 5, 6 o'clock maybe. 6 o'clock more. Then after an hour, they say, we're really sorry, but there's another delay. We'll be late another hour. I say, okay, 8 o'clock. Say, that's the way the Sahara goes, like salami, yeah. 8 o'clock, say it. Then they say, we're really sorry, but it'll be another delay of another 3.5 hours. Kacheshbim, say it. 11:30, Shabbos, Fachatzois, Lemaise, say it. Then again, it's all busy, we're really sorry, it's another hour late. So, Kacheshbim, okay, 12:30 is after Chatzois, but Lemaise, Mishabur says that if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to be soymech, hamaflik l'Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to go even if you arrive after Chatzos, especially I already got myself chalas and wine. So Mishavur says, yeah, mele Eretz Yisrael, you know, shalom bayis, my wife is waiting. So, I was matir. Then after a couple of minutes, we see everyone is leaving the plane. Comes a whole tumult. And they go up and they say, we're really sorry, we found exactly what is the problem. Something is broken in the plane. They are bringing it over from JFK. We'll tell you very shortly when the plane will leave, but this time it will be final. The hour, you know, we see all the studio, everyone is leaving the plane. They get up and they say, we'll be leaving, it was, I think, 12 o'clock by night or 1 o'clock by night. Yom Chamishi. We went to check. It was arriving Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion, around 5:30, 6 o'clock, maybe a bit later. It's Mamish. For sure, for Matisef Shabbos, for sure, it was not Lamay Siddiq. I think even without that, they said for Shabbos was mamish bekoishi. There's no chetimtza to do it. So all the shroom people decided, you know, they're not going, there's nothing more to do. So this lady comes over to me and asks me if you're allowed to fly. Shroom. So you keep Shabbos? So what is the shaylach? She said, no, she has a group of 50 kids, maybe more, from birthright. Boys and girls, a whole group of kids. They never kept Shabbos before. It's the first time they're going down to soil. Hopefully they will become frum. So she wants to know, the mind says, if they don't go, first of all, they'll have Shabbos here anyways, yeah? If they go, they'll keep Shabbos, eventually they'll become frum. The Maisa, they told him that there's a hotel in the airport. Yeah, but this is what the Lao told him. There's a Memele, when they will come, even if it's late, the Goyim will take the suitcases. And Memele, they could go. So the Maisa, they could come mamish in time, it's not mamish late. So they want to take the chance. So her husband told him to go to Asa Shaila. So I don't call over all the kids. So all the kids came over, 20 years old plus. And I told him, listen, it's a big shaila. I said, well, as a rav that we could ask. I said, the guy is called Rabbi Belsky, from the OU. Like a circle and a half a circle. I explained to him, man. I said, if all of you mask him to vote, to ask him, I will find him. And we'll ask him. But, you know, we have to follow what he says. You know, they voted, and we voted Belsky. I called him, he was in the country. He was saying, Dafayemi. I asked his rabbi, if she could go in, tell him, it's very tachuf, this is Calvin calling him the airport. It's a real shaila, you need a psak. So the son-in-law went into the shir, you know, put a loudspeaker, kids are back and forth, and the psak was that they're not allowed to take the plane. Not allowed to take the plane. So we went back, they allowed it, we said, you know, Shabbos, we can't take the plane. The guy said, we can't take the plane. I will get there before the time. I told him, listen, 2-3 minutes, it's not shy. He says, I will fly quicker. Fly quicker. Then I didn't know that Shaykh has a Zach. It is Shaykh. We call someone. He did it in the Elam. I'm not going. I told him, listen, we're not. So, you know, he came out, the pilot came out and said, you know, if you don't go on the plane now, Allah will never give you back your tickets. Back. I told these kids, I'm telling you, you have the opportunity to sight him in Kabul Shabbos for one time, Kabul Shabbos. Sugar to go on this plane. Sugar to go on this plane. And the guy's threatening them. You lose your tickets. You back and forth. So they turn over to him and say, listen, they tell me, Rabbi, we know what will happen. In 2 minutes, the plane will go. You will go to Lakewood, Flatbush. We, you know, we came from Miami, Moyaco. We don't know where to go to. If you're promising to stay with us in the airport the whole Shabbos, we stay. If not, everyone's going on the plane now. I said, I'm here for the whole Shabbos with you. Gets it, the pilot goes out again, screams back and forth. He gets angry, he runs to the plane, closes the door, and the plane takes off. And we're left like this in the airport with nothing. You know, the luggage is garnished. Everything he took. I remember when we arrived in Israel, in the airport, it was like a pile of the things, of the people that were belonging to the plane. Marsh, they left with everything. We're left with, you know, Orum Yotzosim Ibetim Imi V'Orum Oshuv. I was kipshuta, yeah? Mamish, only with our clothes. Only with our clothes. Kids, we were put, before we got phone calls, they put all the group in the Ramada Inn in Newark. Schwache Hotel. Everyone was there. Alle, you know, Schwarzes Dalton. Mamish. Okay, we were there. I got up in the morning. And, you know, until then I didn't look. I saw, you know, that kids. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I called my Rebbe. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosu was mamish like 2-3 minutes before Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. And I told him, Rebbe, I promised them to stay here. But Shmir Sinai with his group, Zchloyala Ladas, you know, said, you promise you're staying there for Shabbos. For Shabbos, and he put down the phone. So I called the guy in Shir from Lakewood. I told him, please come down with 10 Bachrim. But no one is doing kiruv, only to speak to me. Guy that does kiruv, leave them in Lakewood. 10 guys to come, and no one is talking, only to me. I'm the only one you're allowed to talk to. I'm the only one that will do kiruv. No one else. I don't want no kiruv here. Then I called another young man. I asked him a favor, just, you know, if your wife could cook Shabbos and bring a sefer Torah and sidurim and chumashim, book yourself 2 rooms in the hotel. Please come to be with me for Shabbos. So he also came. And just to give you a mushroom, so I went into the manager there, this guy. Well, then I told him, I'm the rabbi for the group. So we're planning to do Shabbos. Allow send us, like, you know, packages, food for Shabbos, clothes. I said, you know, we need a kitchen, Pekasha kitchen. We need a place to pray, and we need a dining room. No, it was very nice. So we had over 50 rooms. Look at the world. It's very nice. Then I told them that we have one problem, that, you know, we have a sefer Torah. There was no place where to put a sefer Torah because you can't lock the doors. Because if you lock the door, when you go out in Shabbos, you know, it's the cards. You can't open them. You have to leave the doors open. If you leave the doors open, the sefer Torah could disappear. So when I told them that, you know, we have here the real Bible, the one, you know, that we got 2,000 years ago. I said, and it has to be in a very holy place. If you don't mind, he has that office that he's there 24 hours, the main manager office. If we could put it here on the table. He said, for sure, just wait 1 minute. You know, he called his workers right away. They put like a tablecloth on, you know, flowers. It's mamish like, I saw mamish like Arsina, you know. You know, mamish, you know. We put a sefetein in the middle, we covered it with a talis. When I'm about to go out of the room, so I get a tap on my back. He says, Rabbi, I could ask you a question. So when no one is around, I'm allowed to peek. Let's see what it is. I think to myself, you know, Pialocha, since you can push the chal to bring a sefer Torah on a oroin to a different place, not for reading 3 times, and not going out to the shilas. Knock out, the guy will touch it. So I told him, I'll tell you the truth. Our religion doesn't let no one to touch. Not allowed to. But because you're so nice to us, I want to tell you a secret. But you know, keep it quiet. Sometimes when you touch without permission, it buzzes very bad. So just be careful. From that minute, he didn't go close. He didn't know how, you know, how close you come, it buzzes. It's Lel Shabbos. This before Kabbalah Shabbos was 1 mile that all these people, you know, while I did a favor, so you know, they stole too. Lel Shabbos, before Kabbalah Shabbos, I spoke. And I told him, we say, Likra Shabbos Lechu V'Neircha. What's the Shabbos? I heard Mamash the night before, I heard from the Rav. A person goes to visit his friend. He doesn't know he's welcome or he's not welcome. If you come to visit your friend and the door is closed, you know, you're not welcome. If the door is open, I'm sure. If you come and someone's waiting for you outside, you know, you're the best guess. Shabbos comes, sometimes the door is closed. It's so like all of you last week, where you wore a little Shabbos. You know yourself, Shabbos game, no one was waiting. Some people, you know, the last minute they're ready, they jump out the shower. Yeah? Shabbos is not for sure if she's welcome or not. If someone waits for Shabbos, you know how close Shabbos feels. You know how non-Shabbos feels. You know, you had an opportunity, not 10 minutes and not a half an hour, not an hour and not two and not 7. 24 hours before Shabbos, you gave up your tickets to Eretz Yisrael to tell Shabbos, we love you, we machshiv you. You know how Shabbos feels close? I don't know if Shabbos felt like that for years. Here in this place, I don't know when the first time it was said L'chadoidi in this place. Shabbos, 24 hours, kids that never kept Shabbos before, gave up tickets to Eretz Yisrael just to tell Shabbos, we want to keep Shabbos. You know what Shabbos feels? So when Shabbos feels so close, Shabbos feels so nunt, maybe we'll try together to keep the rules of Shabbos. And I'll tell you shortly the rules. And we'll keep Shabbos. Told him, you're not allowed to lock the doors. You're not allowed to use the elevators. You're not allowed to carry fire. Mamash Mekzoa. I said, you know, they open all the emergency doors for us. And you could walk up the steps because you can't use the elevators. not to lock the doors when you leave the room. I'll tell you one little thing. It's getting late. 2 o'clock by night, I felt a shtickel achrayus. L'maisa, I told everyone to leave the doors open. When you went down, when you're inside, you could close it. But from outside, if you lock it, you can't open it because you have to use the card. Who knows when these kids came back to the room, what they met inside the room? Who knows what is going on? I said, you know, l'maisa, I'm a bit older from them. I have to go to check what is happening. 2 o'clock by night, I get up, I say, you know, I'm going to check the rooms. I go down to the steps, and I'm telling you, to walk these emergency steps, even by day, in a normal place, it's not a geshmak azach. For sure not 2 o'clock by night, for sure not in Newark. But you know, I said, l'maisa is achrayas. I opened the door, I started to go down the steps, and I hear someone is coming up. I start to walk slower. He also walks slower. I said, Ribbono shel Olam, you know, I did it only for you. I don't mind, even if I die here, of a chotch kever Yisrael. Because in this place, they could kill you in the steps, they'll never find you. I have a wife, I have a kids. I'm asking, for Atzola, I'm not asking, but I'm asking at least, if something happens, to be found. I walk slower, slow. I get to the middle of the steps. I meet 2 kids from the group, 18 years old, shivering. And they also didn't know who they're going to meet. Holding hands each other. They told me it's the first time in our life that we're keeping Shabbos. I'm telling you, Motzei Shabbos, just giving out the whole thing, because it's late. I decided I'm not allowed to keep up with these kids. And that's from, if I'll do Kiruv now for 50 kids, Hashem didn't send me the world to do Kiruv. 3 years later, I was Shabbos. Every time that I go to the States, I makpid to go to these people that came to be with me for Shabbos. That couple, I stay by them for that Shabbos that they came to the hotel to stay with me, and they bought the whole food. I go to stay by them. I was sitting eating by them, and someone came in and told me, Kaplan? I said, yeah. He told me, Newark? I said, yeah. He said, Ramada Inn? He said, yeah. He says, I want to tell you, I was from the dad group. He came to Eretz Yisrael. 98% of us became Haredim and stayed in Eretz Yisrael and never went back home. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need your help to do Kiruv. Hashem manages on his own, Baruch Hashem. But I said one thing. A person decides he will make a taste for Shabbos, he takes it on himself, Hashem pays him. Hashem pays him that with Shabbos he could do the mitzvahs. I'm saying, the first thing I'm saying, to take out the 5 minutes before Licht Menschen, to prepare something for Shabbos, Tayameo, this is the Achone for Shabbos. So Hashem, next week we'll start the Shabbos Alein.